Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Another edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good morning. We are live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on this midweek edition, we begin with opening night in the NBA with the defending champs welcoming in Kevin Durant and the Rockets. In 20 minutes, we ride one more time with Russell Wilson and what he has to say, his response to his former head coach, Sean Payton. Then we'll take a dip into my streaming corner at 6:40 and tell you what you should be watching. Chelsea, it looks like, based on what you're wearing, you are the biggest NBA fan on the planet. Welcome back to the association.
Oh, hell yeah. Nah, this was another clearance bin find. I think I told you the story. Like, this was in the clearance section at Marshall's, where it was like, $9, NBA crop hooded sweatshirt. You're like, yeah, I'll take that. Because, listen, I don't even have to support a single team. Like, I am merely supporting the league. So, yeah. Win or lose, like, my team's always going to win because I support all of the teams.
That's right. What'd you say about the Kings? Bro, what are you talking about the Kings for?
The
Grizz? No, I don't want to hear anyone smiting the Grizz. You love the NBA. Did you watch a lot of NBA last night? I mean, it was all that was on. It's kind of our break before football and World Series on Friday.
Yeah, the timing was perfect because there was literally nothing else on. So, of course, I flipped it on and gave it a try, especially since we have this whole new, like, NBA on NBC stuff. So I was like, all right, well, at least tune in, see the round ball rock, and see them really try to tap into nostalgia. And it's crazy how nostalgia works. Like, every single time. It is such a powerful marketing tool that we see it in commercials. We see it in movies. They do, like, you know, oh, we're doing a reboot of this movie. And everybody goes crazy, even though we know we're stupid for doing it. But, like, people love nostalgia. So, like, when people see, like, the 90s theme, like, graphic throwbacks and all of that, it's just like we know what they're doing to us, but we still can't stop it.
It's like when they had John Tesh on the Today Show yesterday morning performing Round Ball Rock. Dun, 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 dun. He's got the gray hair now, just rocking out. I don't know if you've seen the original concert performance when he was at Red Rocks many moons ago, and now he's back, and I thought, man, I'm in like a time machine. But it was cool to have that back. They sort of redid it a little bit with a kind of a guitar riff that you didn't hear before. And I thought NBC did a great job, which we're going to talk about all this. It was a great night. So let's talk about your bets and then we'll get into it.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I won an NBA bet, James.
Yeah.
So I did forget the familiar feeling of when you watch a game and you have a player prop and they miss their first four shots. You're like, what have I done? Because, Jenks, Alperen Sengun of the Rockets was the first leg of my player prop parlay. I needed him to go for 15+. And what does he do? He misses his first four shots. Just absolute the worst shots you could possibly think of. And I was like, oh my God, this is a terrible bet. But he did finish with 39 points in this game. Two overtimes certainly helped in the Rockets and Thunder game. Then had Luka Doncic 25+ points. He had 43 for the Lakers, so that was a dub for me. My first player prop parlay in the NBA is a win. I think I should retire after this.
You should. One and done. Well, you got that out of the way. That first NBA bet is always huge. No wonder you're wearing the hoodie today. I would too. Had a couple bets last night. Took an L with the Stars. Come on. You lost to the Blue Jackets 5-1. Okay. But
The old soccer hockey parlay came home. Barcelona win yesterday, 6-1. The Isles beat the terrible Sharks, who have now lost 17 straight, 4-3. So that was a dub. As for the Dogster, he finally took an L. First L in six tries as he was laying 6.5 with the Thunder. The Thunder win by a point. We're about to get into that. So for the week, Chelsea, on this Wednesday, you're 2-1-1. I'm 2-3-1. And the Dogster is 1-1. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great Wednesday morning. Great to be with you. And before we get into this game, Michael Jordan, I mean, the biggest name on the planet still in basketball, debuted on NBC, was talking about the game right before they got underway, and he's going to be sort of a, I don't want to say a correspondent, but they're going to have interviews with MJ throughout the season and just kind of get his insight, because this is not something he normally does. He sat down with Mike Tirico. Did you like it?
I think this is the same category as nostalgia, where you know what they're doing and you still like don't have any power to stop it. Because, Jenks, I have the sneaking suspicion that they're going to use bits of this same interview throughout the entire season. And I feel like they might have just told Michael Jordan, they're like, hey, we just need like 3 hours of your time. We're going to sit down and interview, and we're just going to air it through the entire season. Because I think a lot of people thought that he was going to be on the desk and he would give like real time like analysis of the game. That was not the case. But because Michael Jordan has been so reclusive, and because we have not been, you know, inundated with all kinds of like updates from his life, and he's here on this and he's on this commercial, is that when we get stuff from Michael Jordan, we cling to it. And we're like, oh, yeah, these are great sound bites. And it's crazy some of the things that he was talking about, that he hadn't shot a basketball in years.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Somebody who is that competitive, and I guess I understand, you know, for somebody who played basketball for such a long time, because I'm sure he still plays golf, because I think it was when he was at the Ryder Cup and he rented a house. The house had a basketball court. And so he was like, hey, maybe I'll shoot a free throw. And he did it in front of like his kids or something. And he said it was like the most nervous he's been in years. Like, think about that. Michael Jordan shooting a mere free throw in front of like, what, five people? And he was nervous. Like, these are crazy stories that we have been yearning for.
Yeah. Well, it was the kids of the guy who rented him his house so he could stay at the Ryder Cup.
Kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the guy was like, all right, can you do me a favor? You know, let's get some autographs. Let's get some pictures. You shoot a free throw? And he was like, oh, God, this guy has told these kids all about me. But the best part about that is, of course, it's the big lead up, and Tirico's like, I hope you swish that free throw. He got that smile, like that classic MJ smile. He's like, damn right I did. Like, of course he hit the shot. Just very classic MJ. But you're right. Just any sort of nugget from him, it's like we've been starving for years. So if someone throws a piece of Wonder Bread at you, you're like, oh my God, this bread's so good. Like, anything you hear from MJ is going to be just, you know, swallowed up and gobbled, and it's going to be amazing because he has so much knowledge to give, and we haven't heard it. So I think he's going to be a big addition. We'll see exactly how much they add, but certainly a good start last night. And when you talk about great starts, I mean, this is the game to have. The Thunder edging the Rockets by a point, 125-124 in double overtime. The Rockets getting 6.5. The Thunder minus 300, total set at 227.5. The over hits. SGA, 5 points in the first half, but finishes with 35, including this shot with 2 seconds to play in regulation.
Keep it on the floor, Gilgeous Alexander. MVP, down two on opening night. Pull up, SGA.
Got it!
Ties the game!
That, of course, is on NBC. We go to double overtime, where SGA hits 2 free throws to seal it. Chet Holmgren, 28-7. For the Rockets, you were talking about Alperen Şengün, 39 points, 11 boards, career high, 5 3-pointers, KD with 23, and the Thunder get...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Their championship rings before they take the court. Those were crazy. And this was a game worthy of a season opener.
Oh, absolutely. This is all you could have wanted from a season opener, especially with like the storylines. He had, you know, the home team booing Kevin Durant a little bit because obviously he left Oklahoma City. And then you got everything you could have wanted from SGA. Like everything he did so well last year, scoring a ton of points, winning, and then drawing fouls. Like I thought it was very poetic at the end that he baited Kevin Durant. To get to the free throw line, because that's like the one knock on SGA is that sometimes he is a free throw merchant. But listen, like you get to the line in those big moments, that's playing the game, brother. So in the end, a big win for the Thunder, as big as it could be, I guess, in the month of October. Yeah. But I think the main takeaway for me is that we knew that the Thunder were going to be good. They just won a national or a world championship, I guess you would say. But I think the Rockets are going to be good. Like yeah, their defense. They are a huge team, too. Like, they called it their jumbo lineup. And I think it's one of the biggest, like, opening night lineups we've seen in, like, NBA history. Their team is tall.
Oh, just monsters. And they pushed the Thunder to the limit. They led for most of this game until, I think, that shot by SGA at the end or midway through the fourth. Like, the Thunder had not led until the second quarter of that game. So, they were lucky to escape with a win, and the Rockets are going to be a real problem this season. There's no question about that. Houston will visit the Pistons on Friday. The Thunder head to Indiana in a rematch of the NBA Finals. That is tomorrow night. Elsewhere, out west, the Warriors down the Lakers 119-109. The Warriors laying 2.5. Warriors minus 150. Total set at 225.5. The under hits by the hook by a half point. LeBron James not playing this game, as we know, because of that sciatica problem that will keep him out for the first few weeks of the season. So we get a monster night from Luka. 43 points, 12 rebounds, 47th time in his career. He drops at least 40, but the night belongs to Golden State.
Here's an edge.
That makes him great, too. The fake and the finish. Draymond Green takes flight.
Once again, NBC with the call. Draymond, 8 points, 9 boards. Steph Curry with 23, and Jimmy Butler. Opening night, Jimmy leads Golden State. 31 points, goes 16 of 16 from the line. Warriors open the second half on a 19-4 run and never look back. So this was a fine game, not like the first one. It was just weird not to have LeBron out there. First time in 23 seasons he has not started. Why are you rolling your eyes? First time in 23 seasons he's never started a season opener.
I know, and he deserves credit for that. It's just one of those things where you have like this preconceived notion of like the superstars like don't show up in the NBA. Like, imagine you're somebody who got tickets to opening night, and you're like, ooh, LeBron, Luka, Steph, Jimmy Butler, and then they're like, hey, yeah, LeBron's not going to play. And that kind of feels like the primary complaint against the NBA. But like you said, LeBron has been pretty steady in season opener, so I guess he gets to take one off. But this was a decent game. We still had some star power. Luka Doncic, 43 points in this one in a loss. And Jimmy Butler, like, it's funny to me that we saw like little sound bites from Michael Jordan. And I feel like Jimmy Butler like kind of has a little Michael Jordan in him. The fact that we were all wondering kind of what iteration of Jimmy Butler we would see in opening night, because he was extremely banged up. During training camp, he had rolled both of his ankles. Like, people are like, I don't know if he's going to be 100%. And then what does he do? Like, he's, you know, has his great opening night and leads the team to a win. And then after the game, he had this quote that I thought was funny. And people are like, hey, like, why are things going so well for you in Golden State? He's like, because the game is easy. Everybody pays attention to Steph, and I have the easy job, with a little smile, which felt very Jimmy Butler-esque.
Yeah. Good to have the NBA back. It is weird not to have LeBron in a season opener, though. Like, if you think about his career, his longevity is a big part of one of the reasons why that he is considered by many the greatest, or certainly one of the greatest players of all time. That's without question. But it's because he's been so productive for so long. And BetMGM posted this last night on X. The last time the NBA had an opening night without LeBron, USB flash drives didn't exist. Kelly Clarkson had just won American Idol. Facebook hadn't been launched. Chappelle's show hadn't debuted. That seems like ages ago, but that's how long he's been in the association, which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I have a VHS tape of LeBron James in high school because he played against one of my brother's AAU teams, and my dad literally put LeBron James, like he didn't even know his name, but it was on VHS tape. Like, there are people these days that don't even know what a VHS tape is. Like, you had to put it, you know, in the VHS player. But yeah, he has been such a staple and somebody who's had such a long and productive career. I feel like that's the only thing. Well, you can argue about this all you want. We're not going to do MJ versus LeBron. But I do think in a longevity perspective, like LeBron, like if you just simply look at the numbers, he has been productive for way longer than Michael Jordan was. So like he does have that over MJ.
Oh, yeah. He has that most over any player, honestly, not just MJ. Like that's just been one of the hallmarks of his career. Does your dad also have like a VHS tape? He's like, here's another guy who was good when he was younger. Timmy Butler. Look at this. Put it in. Like, it's Timmy Butler. I'm like, well, you're close, Dad. Just like LeBron. That's wild, though.
Well, like, to be fair, like, LeBron wasn't a common name, you know? And like, listen, like, this was before the day of like the internet where like you would see something online. You're like, oh, I've read many articles on LeBron James. It's literally, you just hear somebody say his name. So, like, LeBron James, sounds very similar.
Yeah. It's also so old that I remember when LeBron, depending on your time frame, was on the cover of Sports Illustrated with the, and I think it said the Chosen One, and he was in high school, and now Sports Illustrated was the publication back then in sports, and now, what was it, a couple years ago, they got busted for generating AI authors on their website, just as completely disintegrated as a legitimate sports source. Coming up next here on the show, the Broncos moved on from Russell Wilson a few years ago, but the divorce still runs deep. That is coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.